It's 7:40, and the UN Internet Governance Conference is going on this week in Geneva, Switzerland. Among the topics being discussed, the never-ending possibilities the Internet holds, as well as the growing danger it brings when it's used to divide people, and of course for criminal activity. The theme of the 12th annual IGF is Shape Your Digital Future. CBS tech analyst Larry Maggott is there in Geneva for the conference. Veronica talks to him about what's going on.
This conference isn't actually setting policy. It's what's called a multi-stakeholder group, which means it has people from government, but it also has academics, it has people from nonprofits, it has people from science, and of course it has technology companies here. So none of us are credentialed to make law. We're really here to discuss issues and to kind of set the agenda. In some cases, for people to go back to their countries and propose laws, but in other cases, like in the United States, simply to talk about policy. I don't see any U.S. law changing as a result of what we talk about here, but I do see long-term perhaps some implications on policy.
And of course, you are there because you're the CEO of ConnectSafely.org.
That's right. Connect Safely is one of the organizations that participates. I've done three or four panels this week, so I generally do go and always participate and speak and listen and try to get a better understanding of where the internet is, what are its benefits. We kind of know that. What are its problems? We kind of know that too. But more important, what's its future? What do we need to fix? And how can it change for the better?
So what are they talking about in that vein, what the internet's future is and what needs to be fixed?
Well, I don't think it's any surprise that fake news is a major conversation. I've been to two or three workshops already about fake news and the need for media literacy, the need for emotional intelligence, for people not to fall for these things. And some people are talking about regulations. Maybe there should be laws that prohibit fake news, but then others argue, well, when you start to mess with what you think is fake news, you start to get into the realm of censorship. And your fake might be my opinion, and it gets a little dicey. But having said that, I kind of think I know the difference between fake news and real news. When a story is totally fabricated and has no basis in reality, that's fake. When a journalist makes a mistake, which we do on occasion, and then later corrects the record, that's a mistake that was corrected. That's not fake news. But a lot of people don't quite get that distinction.
And what about AI, artificial intelligence? Has there been discussion about that?
Absolutely. Artificial intelligence is a big topic. I've been to two workshops already, and there are more tomorrow. And what we're talking about are both the promise and the potential ethical issues and pitfalls. The promise is enormous. I mean, machines that can not exactly think for themselves, but can learn on their own and correct their mistakes and evolve by learning from other machines in some cases. That can be terrific, but there are privacy implications because the amount of data that they collect, there's a possibility of bias. You'd think, well, how could a machine be biased? Well, ultimately, it's programmed by a human being, and if the human being is biased, whether culturally or racially or in any other way, the algorithm can be biased. So people are worried about that. They're also worried about errors. Can things go wrong? Could an autonomous car wind up crashing and killing someone? And of course, there's always the worry about malware and hacks. Artificial intelligence systems can be hacked, and great damage can be done.
CBS News tech analyst Larry Maggott on Skype from Geneva, Switzerland.